Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. We begin with breaking news out of Bay Point this morning. Around 4,000 people have been forced out of their homes after a fallen power line sparked a fire threatening a pipeline for the Chevron refinery. This is in the area of Poinsettia and Sassoon Avenues. Firefighters went door to door overnight in the area of North Broadway Avenue, Summer Way, Sassoon Avenue, and Willow Pass Road, telling people to get out immediately. Contra Costa County Fire says this all began just before 9 last night after a grass fire broke out in the area. The 12-inch high-pressure natural gas line runs through the East Bay. Crews say Willow Cove Elementary School is closed as a result.
Meantime, evacuation centers have been set up for those who need a place to stay this morning. They're at the Calvary Temple Church on Evora Road in Concord and the Los Medanos College Gymnasium on East Leland Road in Pittsburgh.
San Francisco is providing new details on its investigation into the death of a contractor. Back in August, 51-year-old Patrick Ricketts died while working on the Twin Peaks Tunnel project. The SFMTA now says his company did not conceal safety violations when they applied for the work. Schimmick Construction said it had not been cited for serious violations in the last decade. The company has been accused of 3 violations, but those decisions are being appealed, so Schimmick was not required to list them.
This morning, the Washington Post has published the final column written by journalist Jamal Khashoggi before his sudden disappearance. This comes as President Trump meets with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today. Pompeo just returned from a fact-finding mission in Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Turkish authorities claim to have recordings proving that Khashoggi was killed by a team of assassins after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The focus of his column today is on freedom of the press in the Middle East, with one line reading, quote, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media at an increasing rate.
The thing that made him most passionate, the thing that really sort of lit him up, was talking about the need for good journalism in the Arab world.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance. Sources have told CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit that he was killed in an interrogation that went wrong.
Back in the Bay Area, a man accused of raping a teenage girl behind a San Jose church is in custody this morning. Police say the attack happened behind Liberty Baptist Church on South King Road at around 6:30 Sunday night. The suspect allegedly lured the 17-year-old victim in a secluded area behind the church, then violently attacked and sexually assaulted her. Police are praising the victim for coming forward. A woman who appears to know the suspect claims the allegations against the suspect are not true.
More rain is in the forecast this morning in storm-soaked central Texas. Dozens of rescue operations have taken place due to the fast-rising floodwaters. Another 2 to 4 inches of rain expected in the central part of the state this week, threatening hundreds more homes. The floods are blamed for at least 2 deaths so far this week.
Mary is tracking our weather here in the Bay Area. What's going on?
Well, Michelle, looking at areas of low clouds and fog along the coast and parts of the Bay, and you can see that on our live camera out there, our Transamerica cam over the Bay. So let's show you what you can expect, as we are going to see that sunshine for most of us. The fog pulls back to the coast near normal daytime highs. Seasonal temperatures as we head through the rest of the week, cooling down next week there. Here's a satellite and radar view. There's that ridge of high pressure still in place and that low still to our south. And these weather features really have not changed. And that's why we're looking at seasonal temperatures that are going to stick around for the next several days here. So daytime highs right around where we should be for this time of year, looking at 70 in San Francisco, and that is the normal high for this time. 73 in Oakland, 78 in Vallejo, 80 for a high in Napa, and 80 for Santa Rosa. Here's that 5-day forecast and what you can expect. A little bit warmer Friday and Saturday there. Still that sunshine continues through the weekend and then cooling down by next week. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. Today, Mendocino County will test 2 of its emergency notification and alert systems. Residents who have registered for Mendo Alert and Nixle systems should receive a phone call, a text message, or an email. Officials say that the test today will help them better understand what improvements need to be made when alerting the public in the midst of a disaster. This test will start at 10:18 this morning and will run into the rest of the day.
And happening in the Bay Area and all across the state today, the annual Great Shakeout. Starting around 10:15, millions of people will take cover in schools and government buildings in an effort to brush up on their earthquake survival skills. It's a reminder to drop, cover, and hold on when an earthquake hits.
This morning, Burger King is making some spooky changes to its menu just in time for Halloween. Starting next week, the fast food chain is releasing what it's calling a Nightmare King. Take a look. It's a quarter pounder of beef, a chicken filet, American cheese. There's more. Bacon, mayo, and onion sandwich between this green sesame bun. Burger King says that the sandwich is clinically proven to induce nightmares. The Nightmare King will be available through November 1st.
Or heartburn.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah, get the Pepto.
I like everything in that burger, yeah. But not all together.
Right, separately.
Yeah.
And the calorie count.
I don't want to think about that.
That's the nightmare.
You're going to have to do a workout.
Right.
Yeah. Morning jog.
All right. Well, we are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour.
You can always listen to us and watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.